Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The Burt Show.
Katie.
Yes.
I am so proud of you. You have turned a corner. You have not regained your independence because you never had it. You have gained your independence and you don't want to change.
No.
You've tasted that and now you're all about it.
I'm not going backwards. And just to... For a second, just to hear you say that you're proud of me means a lot.
Let the tears out. Let them fly.
That means so much. When Kristen says I'm proud of you,
get out of here.
You just don't know. No.
Yes. So tell everybody about the relationship with your mom and your aunt and what transpired for you to finally speak up for yourself and for you to enter this new era of KT.
Yeah, so I grew up as an only child. I'm my mother's only child in general. And my mom and my aunt, they were mainly the main two women in my life, and including my grandmother who raised me. But because of that, I feel like they always put me in a bubble of we can't let Katie go out and do things. We can't, you know, we have to protect Katie. Like, I wasn't the kid that got to play out in the street after school. I couldn't do that. I was just in the window like, aww. Can I go outside?
Oh, he's like the golden child.
I want to be where the people are.
Exactly. And so that also translated into my adulthood, where it was still them treating me like a child. And to an extent, I accepted it because I was like, well, you know, I'm a little spoiled. I'll take it. But I also felt like they became overbearing. Like, my mother is way too protective. She wanted to know my every move, stalk me. I told y'all about the whole tracking thing. Mm-hmm. And my aunt is basically the same way. And so anytime they're around me, I feel like I'm not 29. I'm 16.
Yeah.
And that always was something that I had a struggle with of, do I just let it go and just be like, all right, Katie, it is what it is. They're your parents. Or do I finally say something? And the straw that broke the camel's back was basically when my aunt came into town and went through my things and she threw away my personal items.
That crossed the line for me.
That's when I lost it. And that was the very first time that I ever stood up for myself to both of them and let out all of these feelings that I've had built up for all these years.
Now, to be fair, in that moment, you raged, and then your aunt called you on it and said, who do you think you're talking to like that? But then you dialed it back, mm-hmm. and in a very adult, mature manner, expressed how you were feeling and why you were feeling that way. And at that point, they can't argue with you.
Exactly.
I mean, they can, but they're going to be wrong.
But I'm glad that she didn't. I think that in that moment, she realized, okay, she's grown. Mm-hmm. All right, that was your final test type of thing. It feels weird. Like, all right, now we respect you, finally. Mm-hmm. And that feeling is just so liberating, mm-hmm. that I'm like, oh my gosh, I'm taking this with me everywhere because now I feel like a woman. Like before, nah, but now, okay, if I can stand up to the women I feared the most in my life, that can translate into every other aspect of my life.
Oh, watch out, world.
Mm-hmm. Katie has arrived.
Hello. So, for example, I've been known to be a people pleaser, mm-hmm. right? I've been known that no was never in my vocabulary. If I can say no to my mom and my aunt, you know, like, I just feel a different sense of what I'm going into, this new era. I don't even know how to label it, but it's a more mature, grown, okay, now I can stand up for myself when it comes to everyone. Mm-hmm. Whereas before, I would have been too afraid to do such a thing.
Gotcha.
It's kind of like when you, at least for me, like when you finally defeat the boss, like the final boss in a game that you've been trying over and over to figure it out and you can't. Because I still remember the first time I felt like I had to stick up to my dad And it was terrifying. Like that first, because you just kind of, you deal with so much. You're just like, all right, I'm the child. And at some point, you realize like, no, I'm an adult too. And we can have an adult conversation even with you as my parent. And it is liberating. And it does kind of carry into the other aspects of your life. Like I still remember that moment to this day. It's definitely a good feeling.
Yeah.
What? It's also got to be incredibly validating for them to now respect you as an adult, because I think parents and people who are in parental figures have a hard time making that shift.
For sure.
And now it's sort of like, wait a second, I'm 29 years old and I'm at the same not the same place in my life as you, but I deserve the same respect that all adults that you interact with deserve. Not just because I'm your kid doesn't make a difference.
Mm-hmm. And now that fear is gone and it's just a great feeling to know that, all right, I've got this. Like now I'm just mm-hmm. looking at the world differently and it's exciting. Like, ooh.
So let's make a list. Who are you standing up to next? Let's run down a list.
Oh, that's a good question. I'll come back to you on that one. I know there needs to be a list now.
Yes.
Welcome to your new era, Katie.
Thank you.
Yes.
Thank you.
Congrats. The Burt Show.